Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Bays, where radio has never been better. In case this is your first time tuning into the show, my name is Marcus and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing, man?
I'm great, and you, man?
Ah, great, man. So this, look, as we always have, we have a lot of news, we have a lot of updates.
You know, but,
we were talking in last week's show that we're going to talk about the highest paid sports. Sportsmen and sports. Now, so we were looking at the stats and we were shocked. We thought like the basketball players were rich. We thought that the soccer players were rich.
Yeah, no, I thought personally, I was like, soccer players
soccer
are the highest.
Yes, but it turns out that was not the case. Now, so I got the results from Forbes list, but I'll discuss that later on. So we'll be discussing strictly the highest paid players and the highest paid sports, and we'll tell you why and what's the net worth in there.
Yeah, and something that we have to mention, you know, what I'm saying, that I feel like we should mention, Man United.
Man United. Ah, wow.
Okay, you know.
Wow.
They've been guys. I don't know if you remember our show from 2 weeks. If you weren't listening to our show from 2 weeks ago, please go listen to it. Yes. We still spoke about Man United. You know what I'm saying? I still told you that.
Yes.
They tanking horribly. You don't know what's happening. Honestly, for me, I don't know now.
So now you've seen the results of the tanking at the moment.
Yeah, now they.
Just a loss.
Yeah, they were, and the week before they were playing, they lost again.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
now they're tanking for real, and I believe they're very, very heartbroken right now. The fans are very, very heartbroken. Look.
Oh no, it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago.
So they lost the game.
Yeah.
But
so I don't understand, man. I mean, I looked at the players. They have. Man United guys,
we'll mention that later on as to what happened to Man United. Is it the coach? Is it the players? What is it?
I mean, they keep buying new players, you know.
Oh, they keep buying new players.
Yeah, like now they're looking at another young player that I also mentioned, Van der Beek.
They want to
buy him as well, and he's very good. So, hey, they've been they're doing what Madrid is doing, basically.
Something's wrong with Manchester United.
That's our opinion, by the way, guys.
That's our opinion.
Then that's you can leave us a comment.
So right after this, we're going to talk about the top sport, the richest sportsman, and the sports and all that. So we'll be strictly talking about the according to Forbes. We're talking about the richest sportsman and the richest richest sport. So I thought it was soccer, but it turns out it's not the case. So we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Christ music is hot music.
Radio has never been better.
Welcome back to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Before we get into the Forbes list, let's just say it's the Forbes list, we're going to discuss a bit about Gareth Bale. Apparently, Gareth Bale, number one, he's injured, and number two, he's on a loan on Tottenham.
I was shocked also, man. I don't understand what my... Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm a Madrid supporter, and I'm freaking frustrated, man. I mean, we have a lot of players inside there that they could... So, do that with, you know what I'm saying?
But the question is, do you think he'll do better in Tottenham
Well, he's Gareth Bale is automatic, is good, you know.
Right? So he can use so
he
can
will
adapt
do, yeah. I mean, he just, yeah, he okay. will, definitely. But yeah. for me, I don't understand how can a team like Madrid sell Gareth. I don't understand, man.
And another like, thing, he's injured. And he never played on the pitch.
Like now, what's especially this year, okay, not counting yeah. the COVID-19 situation. Yes. Most of the time, he has played.
Yes.
Last time I remember him playing was in Jan.
Yes.
So I haven't heard since about Gareth Bale playing for my team.
Yes,
in
yes,
fact.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, I don't understand, man. Like, why Zidane? Like Zidane is the guy that I believe knows Madrid, one of the best coaches that knows Madrid.
Yes,
but
yes.
not that he puts a horrible like the team. The
but are you saying something wrong
awesome.
Though?
But I don't know, man. Like I feel yeah. like because even in yesterday's match, they were playing on the. So on the 20th, they were playing Real Soledad. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but anyway, they drew. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For the way they were playing, for me, they should have won. For yes. anyone who watched that match, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now that's cool. But now,
but
I do
selling
what
Gareth
you say.
Bale, Real Madrid. I'm very disappointed. I didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
last time I spoke about it, yeah. I don't know if you remember 2 weeks yes. back in our show, the fact that it was 3 weeks back when Gareth yeah. Bale. Got asked in his interview, what
yes,
does he
yes,
think
yes,
about Madrid
now?
What does he personally want? Because he was at home playing for his home team.
Yes.
He was helping
Wales,
his home
yes.
team out. Yes, Wales. And they asked him regarding his future with Madrid. He's like, look, I don't know. They asked him what he wants, and I could tell that yeah. he was going around the block. But unfortunately, like we've heard it, he's no longer in Madrid. So I'm very disappointed. But by loan, guys. By loan.
But he's there by loan. But is he going to return to Real Madrid afterwards? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's going to return or he's going to stay in Tottenham. But it's very disappointing for Real Madrid. Honestly speaking, for you guys, it's very, very disappointing. But let the guy move on. You let Cristiano.
I'm just
Ronaldo
saying they wasted Gareth Bale. That's all I can
so,
say.
So okay, now. Okay, that is very, very true there. So let's get into the full Forbes list now. So me and Carbon were researching about the highest paid athletes. So
guys, by the way, I went to NFL. NFL is yes. definitely not one of the most paid. Go check it out.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's
compared
not one
to soccer,
of the highest
it's
paid.
Definitely not. It's I thought it was like one of those top
yes.
five, you know, but unfortunately.
So no. I have to pay the players. According to Forbes list, there. The number one highest paid athlete is none other than Roger Federer.
Yeah.
He's a tennis player.
So
he has
you
a net
him,
worth of $106.3 million.
And if you don't believe us, go check it out.
Please
he
go check it out. According
to
www.forbes.com. And go in there.
Guys, you compared with basketball as well. Don't get us wrong.
Don't get us wrong. Yeah, and number two is Cristiano Ronaldo. Can you believe it?
Yep.
Cristiano Ronaldo, his net worth is $105 million.
Look, I could imagine, you know, he does adverts.
And he sponsors.
Advertises, yeah, brands and stuff.
And
yeah.
he sponsors. And number three is Lionel Messi, obviously. Because I'm not sure if you know that. Do you know that Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, they get sponsored by the same brand, which is Nike? Mm. And Neymar was also there
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah.
And but he apparently... Puma gave him a bigger offer. I'm not sure how much was that offer, but they gave him a bigger offer, and then he moved on to Puma. I'm not sure how he's going to do that, but I believe he's going to do well, which leaves Neymar number four on the list, which is net worth of $95.5 million.
Yeah,
and number five, LeBron James. LeBron.
There you have it, guys. We start getting into
basketball. Now that
no, like Roger, honestly, yeah. I also thought LeBron James was one of
the
highest
paid. Yes.
Yeah, literally, that's what I thought. Him and Michael Jordan.
Yes, yes,
at the
yes.
The time
yes.
I was like, no way, it's basketball, but yeah.
But unfortunately, he's number according to Forbes, he's number five. Number six also basketball player Stephen Curry. His net worth is $74.4 million,
yeah.
which I didn't mention for LeBron James. LeBron James is $88.2 million, and number seven is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is also a basketball player. He plays also with LeBron James or against LeBron James, whatever. But they play in the NBA, and his net worth is $63.9 million. And number eight, we're going to go to golf now. Funny. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is his net worth is $62.3 million. Tiger
so
Woods.
So there you have it, guys.
Tiger Woods. This is according to Forbes now. And
it's tennis. It's soccer. It's I think that's yeah.
It's tennis, soccer,
basketball.
It's basketball so far, and we're gonna go to NFL now. So this is why Calvin says.
Oh, it's NFL. Golf. Four is golf.
Four is golf, and number five is the NFL. Yeah, so NFL is not one of the.
Guys, don't get us wrong. It's all of them are high paid. You know what I'm saying? All we're saying is the rating. Who's the furthest?
What is who's the furthest? Yes, yeah. And number nine is Kurt Cousins, which is $60.5 million. Number ten is Carson Wentz, which is $59.1 million. So let's look at this stats in Forbes. Apparently, that going to 2019 to 2020, the highest paid sport is basketball.
Yeah.
Number one, which is the net worth of $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion. If this year,
this so, guys is just comparing these 2 years. You know.
According to Forbes, in 2019 yes. it was 1.2 billion. 2020 is $1.3 billion. Yeah. Dollars. That's the net worth of basketball.
Yeah.
Slash
so there it is, guys. The first
sport that has the most cash is basketball, and it's NBA. Now number two, football. American football. Shocking. So shocking. So
wait, you're not talking about football. Football as in soccer.
No, as in soccer. It's American football. I'm
gonna
get
no,
to...
it is.
So soccer and football is, apparently, according to Forbes, it's
so that is
things.
It, guys. NFL.
It's NFL. So NFL has $926 million in 2020, and in 2019 they have $773 million.
Hmm.
Not bad, eh? And number three, soccer, which is $613 million.
So it's the third one, guys. There we go. Soccer is the third highest paying sport.
It's the third highest paying sport. And in 2019, it was $607 million. Mm. Number four, tennis. Number four is tennis. Crazy. And according to Forbes, they have a net worth of $296 million this year, and in 2019 they had $245 million.
Yeah,
that's number four. Number five, boxing /MMA.
Yeah, so yeah, that stuff. Yeah, that's the real stuff.
So we're gonna get a bit into that now. So just to tell you, in 2020, $236 million. Dollars, 2019, $278 million. Now, let me just bring the NBA, not the NBA, the MMA,
because it is boxing /MMA.
Yes. So, did you know that Adesanya and Paulo Costa are fighting this week?
Yes, thanks for the reminder, yes. Guys. That's the awesomest match you wanna watch. In fact, we forgot
about that match. So
we're
just bringing
that. You would.
I'm with Paulo Costa.
Paulo Costa. Yes. Okay, guys.
Yes.
There's the Paulo Costa.
I'm Paulo Costa.
If you don't know what we're talking about, again, we're UFC. Talking about the UFC fight.
It's the UFC is the Ultimate Fighting Championships where McGregor was in. Obviously, many people don't know UFC. They only know Conor McGregor fights in the UFC. But Adesanya and Paulo Costa, Nigerian, Brazilian, they're both undefeated. 13 and 0 from Costa, 19 and 0 from Adesanya.
Yeah.
But the question is, who is going to
guys,
win?
Guys, Adesanya has been in this game for long.
Yes, he's been in the game.
Longer than
Paulo
Costa. Don't get me wrong. They knew, both of them. Basically, this is what they did. It's guys who showed up and started showing the kings of MMA / UFC fire. You know what I'm saying?
No, but the thing is, many people are giving Adesanya the credit because he has more experience.
Yeah, and look, the way he fights, he's smart, you know? Like
yeah, he's very, very smart. Yeah, he analyzes the person first and watches how the person fights. And Adesanya said he likes throwing punches a lot, power punches a lot. Therefore, he's going to get him very, very quick. Now, Paulo Costa is busy analyzing. I'm not sure what he said about his our bodies analyzing, but he's just keeping quiet and sitting still and say, I got this fight. Adesanya, because have you noticed Adesanya likes to move a lot? But yeah. I just hope that this fight is not like the Romero and Adesanya, because let me be honest with you, that fight sucked.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there. It sucked. Like,
look, one thing also that I'm not understanding, everyone is looking at Adesanya, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they expected him to fetch Romero. No ways. Romero is freaking double that guy's size.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he was just smart. He knew that, okay, he comes to me, I deliver. Because that's the thing with Adesanya. He's dangerous if you chase him.
So you get
those players that like to run after him for punches. And he runs back.
Yeah.
But he's dangerous in that way. So that's what he said. He's like, Costa, I watched your fight with Romero.
Yeah.
You love throwing punches.
Yes.
That's the funny thing about fighting with me, because I like people who throw punches like that, because I...
It's going to be a very interesting fight. But
definitely.
A lot of people, I would say 50% are giving it to Adesanya and 50% are giving
I'd say 70% are giving
70?
It to Adesanya.
No.
And 30% are giving it to Paul.
No, look. Anything can, Mr. Calvin, anything can happen.
And I was also watching John Jones. So there's nowhere near soon is Adesanya going to fight John Jones, guys.
But do you know who wants John Jones? Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar said on Twitter that he wants John Jones. He's even willing to lose weight for John Jones. Just to prove a point to John Jones that he's not
it's
the
crazy
undisputed.
Action. Yeah.
He's not the undisputed light heavyweight champion. Never. So,
well, according to me, he fights,
and I think that guy never lost.
Yeah.
Look,
one thing he said about Adesanya is like, look here, I think his fights were up to around something, 40-something or 50-something.
Yes.
And he said, without losses, guys, this is mostly KOs and stuff. Yeah. But he said, look, Adesanya is still a young boy. Adesanya is a young boy. He's new. So he's like, there's no ways he's going to waste his focus on Adesanya. Because if he wants to hit Adesanya, he'll just do it. But at this moment, he doesn't want to do anything. He wants him to train because he will destroy him. That's what he said.
All I can say
well,
to
and if you look at them, they have the same bodies, you know. It's just that
he's more John Jones is more heavier.
Yeah, he's more heavier, and that's I think that's where it gets trickier. Because John Jones, most of his fights, he wants to put you down, you know.
Yeah,
that's his first thing. So with Adesanya, I think that might be a problem, and I do get when John Jones says, "Look, he's still young. He needs to go train more. He needs to fight more. He needs to experience more."
Yes.
That's what he said. He just needs to experience more.
Nah,
so that's what I believe also for those two, Paulo and Adesanya, guys, you need to experience more.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool. Now, obviously, the last thing about this UFC, please watch the fight. And I'm not... I'm still giving it to Paulo Costa. You give it to Adesanya. But you say 70% are giving it to Adesanya.
To Adesanya, you know.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm
is that your opinion?
I'm seen. I'm sure on that. I don't know. I haven't seen.
But look, anything can happen, Mr.
Yeah,
I remember with this thing about Anthony Joshua and that Mexican guy. So we will not expect a loss from Anthony Joshua. But the comeback was very hard. the comeback was very, very interesting, I must say. But look, if Costa wins, Adesanya will make a major comeback. That I can tell you now.
Yeah.
It will be like an Anthony Joshua moment. Okay, let me lose as a champion.
Well, that's if, by the way.
That's if he loses.
Again. Because, well, with the way he looked, he was... You know, one thing I've also picked up with MMA players, they piss each other off a lot, man. I don't just say stuff to you. I find the stuff that you get personal. Like, for example, Costa said about Adesanya.
Yes.
Dude, that's... like the way you fought with Romero. That's not how you fight. You don't run away from your opponent. He's like, I don't know if you saw what me and Romero were doing. We're exchanging punches. That's what he said to Adesanya.
Yeah.
And now Adesanya, I liked his response to say, look, I'm not an idiot. And I wasn't running away.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't moving. He said the guy was just standing there.
Yeah.
All I was doing, I was changing my fighting style. I was doing
exactly.
That's what he literally said. Because it was true, if you look at the match, Romero was like waiting for Adesanya to do something so he can lock him down, you know,
but look,
type of thing. But Adesanya was up and back, you know.
But what I can say to you is that Paulo's going to go to Adesanya very hard.
And then Adesanya, like he said, he likes people to go to him. So we'll see what happens if Paulo goes to him.
Don't you think? It's going to be a very interesting fight. So back to the Forbes list. So it's number six is now it's golf, which I think it's like not the lowest, but it has 183 million in 2020. In 2019, it had $215 million. So it had more last year than this year, but obviously, with due to COVID-19, things happen. Now racing, like the Formula Ones and stuff.
Yeah.
Now in 2020 it has $119 million. In 2019 it had 95 million, so they grew. Baseball, it's the second loss. They didn't have much this year.
I could imagine why. I think we know why.
It's the COVID-19 now. 27 million dollars this year, and in 2019 they have $468 million. And cricket, it's the lowest one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It has 26 million this year and 25 million last year. So anyway, that will be all for today. But this show was very, very interesting. Like the Forbes list, you mentioned the Paulo Costa, but I'm still sticking with Paulo Costa, guys. I'm so sorry. You sticking with Adesanya.
Adesanya fan. I'm a Nigerian fan.
The Nigerian, he's the... I think his nickname, the Lost Style,
the Lost Style Blender.
Yes, the Lost Style Blender.
I almost said the Nigerian Nightmare.
The Nigerian Nightmare is Kamaru Usman, so let's not forget that. But anyway, that will be it for our show. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on every social platform. Even on WhatsApp, you can go to our Facebook page and find our WhatsApp number there, and you can actually comment on our page. But man, it's been good. It's been real. But unfortunately, we gotta go. But we're gonna see you next week, same time, same place. From myself, we gotta say peace out
and God bless.
This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.